acreage within the borough. And that is formulaically how we get our PILT and our Secure Rural Schools funding, is the overall quantity of federal lands within our borough. So we want to make sure we have it right. It certainly wouldn't expect it to go backwards as a call for this audit. But we would anticipate it being higher than $1.6 million. That's why we're calling for this audit. And we have things like our entitlement lands, which is 10,000 acres that we don't see reflected since 2008, and other land acquisitions and divestitures that we would think that would impact that figure. So good time to do it, and hopefully it falls in our favor.
I know that the formulas for PILT and SRS are quite different, and they, I'm trying to remember what the one is for SRS, but they have two ways of looking at it, and they always take the lesser,
mm-hmm.
which I guess that's the way it goes, but yes, this really should be looked into.
So we'll bring a copy of this resolution to our federal delegation as well, and we'll meet with the USDA Forest Service folks in D.C. and provide a copy to Deputy Madam Commissioner Torres Small.
And it's proper to ask for an audit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any questions, Assemblymember Dalrymple?
No, I think this is a great idea. Kind of been an ignored issue, I think, for a long, long time. There has been a lot of land adjustment here in the last decade. I guess this is just a slight comment. I think the acreage is really the most important thing as it comes to the calculation for getting funding and stuff. But I would hopefully also ask them to review the land boundaries themselves, because that kind of ties in with the acreage. But there's been a lot of boundary adjustment. It's kind of a continuum thing. So maybe you get both in one audit, but. The other first thing, I guess, is what is the status of the surveys of the boundary changes? I have no idea where that is right now. It's a very long process, and it could be that there's multiple stages, and some of them probably are nowhere near being finalized, but I don't know that.
Yeah, a lot of questions. Thank you. Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Dalrymple?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13M, approval to reschedule the December 3rd, 2024 regular assembly meeting to be held instead on December 17, 2024. Page 142.
Do we have to have a vote on that?
Yeah.
Oh. I move to approve the reschedule of the December 3rd, 2024 regular assembly meeting to be held on December 17th, 2024.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Morrison, second by DeBoer, and we have too many scheduling conflicts. So if everyone can make, hopefully, the December 17 meeting, Assembly Member Robbins?
Potentially by phone. I scheduled my Christmas trip around the different boards I sit on, so
yeah.
I leave before that.
All right.
But I'm going to try.
All right. Thank you.
And we'll be in contact.
Okay.
Yeah, I was talking with Kim about it earlier today.
Yeah. All right. All right. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members DeBoer?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. And our last item for tonight, 13N, resolution number 11-24-1896 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, reauthorizing the sale of public land in conformance with Wrangell Municipal Code Chapter 16.12, specifically Lot A, Block 54, WMC replat, plat number 2016-6, Wrangell Recording District.
Move to approve resolution number 11-24-1896.
Yeah, a second.
Okay, motion by Robbins, second by Morrison. And an administrative report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As you all know, we took kind of a swing and a miss with Mr. Johnson on the old hospital property, which kind of prompted us to review our procedures for public land sale related to the old hospital. And I know this is something that he's worked really hard on, so I would kick it over to Kate Thomas to inform us what this resolution really accomplishes.
Thank you, Mason. So at the, I can't remember which month, but after the closure of our work with Wayne Johnson, it was kicked back to the EDB to review next steps for the hospital. So the resolution authorizes the sale. It sets a less than fair market value opening bid, which will be promoted through public surplus and any other marketing materials that we have. It also includes provisions for economic development offers, so anything that comes in below the appraised value of $830,000 should be accompanied with a proposal of some kind in writing to us, just like any other municipal land sale under those terms. It gives a period of when the sale will be authorized, and then it will be reissued or re-noticed on public surplus or other means for 30-day increments thereafter. Ultimately, we want to promote it beyond public surplus in hopes of reaching a broader audience, and we have a list of specific parties that we would reach out to directly that Mason and I have discussed as well internally. That's not reflected in the resolution, but just so that you're aware. I think that really covers the gist of it.
Yeah. Did you establish the minimum sale price?
Is it $498?
$498.
Which is 60% of the overall appraised value.
Right. And it does not include the six lots.
Yeah. It does not include the six lots, and the EDB recommended excluding those lots from the sale and following the standard Title 16 procedures for public land sales on those items or those lots.
And I attended the Economic Development Board meeting where this was discussed, and a lot of options were considered, and this was their recommendation.
I really appreciate Assemblymember Dalrymple and Kate for taking this on at the EDB. I think one of the things is there's two different processes that really needed to be established, which is economic development purposes and then just buying it outright. And, you know, the reason we pursued the sale with Mr. Johnson was the value of demolition, and that was conveyed in that process, but I think certain prospective buyers got the notion that we'd just divest it for $200,000 with any proposal. That's not the truth, and so I think this establishes a good procedure moving forward, and we'll execute on advertising.
Okay, hopefully we'll get some action on this item. Any questions or comments? Assemblymember DeBoard?
Well, we had the perfect solution, but that got torpedoed, huh? So I don't support it. I still go back to, I think somebody's going to end up in over their head, and we're going to end up with a bigger issue, and we'll lose site control in the future. But
okay. Duly noted. Thank you. Any other comments?
Madam Mayor?
Yeah.
In response to some of the members of the board, do you have any preferred solutions that you'd like to see? What would be an alternative in your view?
The preference would be that we find some type of funding to demolish it and maintain site control, because it is a pretty nice piece of property right next to the school, right next to Head Start. But I understand that the big value there is the demolition, which is what we were getting in the package deal previously that we never got to vote on. So I just think that long term we're going to end up with more of an issue selling it for this low of a price. Somebody potentially gets in over their head, and then we've lost site control, and then it's an issue 10 years from now. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's my issue. But I understand that. I think, what was the estimate, like $2 million to demolish it? But that was part of the deal in the previous package with Mr. Johnson that was going to be eliminated. So I don't know what the long-term solution is. I just think we're getting to the point where we have likely opportunities for things to go wrong. And then I understand people want to get back on the tax rolls, but long-term concerns, I guess, is all I'm going
to
say.
Through the chair, I think one in response to that, we could do, I mean, this is just the procedures for sale, so obviously any application is going to flow through Kate's office. It'll be seen by the respective boards and commissions and ultimately arrive at the assembly. So I don't think that this resolution is a bad thing. I think it's just another alternative. I do think that internally staff can proceed with pursuing funding through the EPA Brownsfield grant loan program. It's about $2 million is what we estimate to for a municipality to demolish that facility. And that's something we can proceed with concurrently, so it's not mutually exclusive. And I think that's not a bad backstop. So maybe that's a good solution.
Yeah. And it's our first step.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Robbins?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeBoer?
No.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right, that concludes our agenda. Attorney's file is available for you in the clerk's office. No executive session, and we will adjourn at 7:38 p.m. Thank you, Assembly.